Report: Tech company accidentally spends $500 million on Anthropic's Claude AI in single month. By Lucas Nolan on May 29, 2026. An unidentified corporation reportedly spent $500 million on Claude AI in just 1 month after failing to implement usage restrictions on employee licenses, highlighting growing concerns about runaway AI costs in corporate America. Axios reports that a mysterious company has become the latest cautionary tale in corporate AI spending after accidentally racking up $500 million in charges for Claude AI usage in a single month. The staggering expenditure occurred because the organization neglected to establish usage limits on the Claude licenses provided to its employees. The revelation came from an AI consultant speaking with Axios as part of a broader investigation into escalating AI costs facing United States corporations. The report indicates that corporate leaders across America are beginning to scrutinize whether their substantial investments in artificial intelligence technology are producing meaningful returns on investment. This incident represents one of the most extreme examples of uncontrolled AI spending to emerge in recent months, though it is far from an isolated case. The scale of the expenditure suggests the company in question ranks among the world's largest corporations, as few organizations would have the financial capacity to absorb such costs. Some observers on social media platform X have speculated that Amazon might be the unnamed company, though this remains unconfirmed. While $500 million stands out as an extraordinary sum, other recent incidents have demonstrated how quickly AI costs can spiral out of control. In April, a Google Cloud customer reportedly received an unexpected bill for $18,000 despite having allocated only $7 to their budget, the result of a security breach. Earlier in May, the creator of OpenClaw disclosed burning through $1.3 million in OpenAI API tokens during a single month of operation. According to Axios, companies which previously embraced AI spending enthusiastically are now confronting enormous costs without necessarily seeing proportional benefits. The phenomenon has become so pronounced that it has earned its own terminology, with token maxing referring to the practice of maximizing AI token usage, sometimes for dubious purposes. Breitbart News previously reported that Uber burned through its entire year's token budget in the first few months of the year, with one executive claiming to have seen very little value generated by AI. The discussion was sparked by comments from Uber's chief technology officer, Praveen Nepalinaga, who revealed in an April interview with The Information that the company had already exhausted its Claude Code AI budget for 2026. This revelation went viral and created what McDonald described as a head-exploding moment within the organization, triggering internal discussions about AI token consumption and the associated trade-offs, including potential impacts on hiring and staffing levels. McDonald's primary concern centers on the lack of a clear correlation between increased AI token usage and the development of useful consumer features. After consulting with Uber's senior engineering leadership, he found that higher levels of AI usage did not necessarily result in a proportional increase in valuable features for customers. "That link is not there yet, right?" McDonald said. "I think maybe implicitly there is more that is getting shipped, but it's very hard to draw a line between one of those stats and, okay, now we're actually producing 25% more useful consumer features." The corporate AI adoption challenges extend beyond simple overconsumption. According to the report, human workers frequently deploy AI tools to automate mundane and tedious tasks they personally dislike, rather than applying the technology to valuable or strategically important work. Some employees have been discovered using sophisticated AI models for trivial purposes such as checking weather forecasts, representing an inefficient allocation of expensive computational resources. AI is an increasingly divisive topic in the business world as it transitions from the novelty of AI to the actual business case. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red: The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at Axios here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.